This is the UCLA Mindful Weekly Meditation, recorded at the Hammer Museum. Each week, Diana Winston, Dr. Allison Pimentel, or one of the UCLA Mindful teachers, leads a 30-minute guided session offering a variety of themes and practices to cultivate self-awareness, emotion regulation, and increased well-being. Thanks for joining us.
I just want to welcome everyone to our Thursday Mindful Awareness Meditation. I'm Diana Winston. I'm the director of UCLA Mindful, the Mindfulness Education Center of UCLA Health. I also want to welcome all of the people I cannot see because this is being live streamed. So I'm waving to the many, many people. Ah, magic. Anyway, I'm waving to you all who are listening and joining in and meditating with our community here all around the world. We come together to practice mindfulness, and mindfulness, as I define it, is paying attention to our present moment experiences with openness, curiosity, and a willingness to be with that experience. So it's learning how to bring our attention here and now into the present moment, not lost in the past, not lost in the future, but right here and now. It's a really important skill these days because I know that so many of us find our minds going into worst case scenarios, going into ruminations, going into fear about what's happening, whether it's in our personal lives or the situation out in the larger global sphere. There's a lot of worry, a lot of questioning, a sense of it's just difficult times, let's put it that way. So mindfulness helps us find center, helps us come back to this place inside ourselves where what I've explored, having done this meditation practice for myself now about 35 years, is that when you practice it over time, there is a finding of a deeper place inside you that can be okay, even in the midst of all the changes and all of the difficulties out in the world. So I wouldn't say in my life negative things don't happen. Of course they do. And of course I get upset when difficult things happen. And yes, I'm affected by the news, and I'm affected by the larger politics. I'm affected, I'm affected by stuff going on with my child. I have a teenager, right? So there's always something that can be impacting me. And at the same time, I feel like there's a place inside me that is unshakable, a place that knows a depth of peace, no matter what the circumstances are around me. And it is from that place that I try to live from and make decisions from that place, not decisions from that place of reactivity. And that place of reactivity is, when we're just acting out of our fears and our worries and are acting out of our habitual patterns without consciousness. And mindfulness is sometimes talked about as the space before we become reactive. It's a space that allows us to be responsive in the world. But I think what makes the space, and ultimately what grows the space and is the space, is a sense of well-being that we can cultivate. And out of that well-being, then we can act in ways that are necessary rather than acting out of our reactivity, which is what we're doing most of the time. Okay, so we're going to do some mindfulness practice and just invite you to settle back in and get comfortable and finding your posture. And for those of us in the room, if you can do your feet on the floor, it's great just for stability, support, your legs as they're comfortable, back upright, but not too rigid or tight. And eyes can be closed, or you can look downward if you want to keep them open. If you're practicing at home, you might be on a cushion on the floor, you might be on a couch, a bed, just whatever is supportive to you is fine. And let's begin by taking a few deeper, longer, slower breaths. And with each breath, there's a chance of just inviting in a little bit more ease, a little more relaxation, a little more rest, or just the possibility of peace, the possibility of accessing a deeper peace. Even with just one breath, we can get out of the ruminations, get out of the anxiety, the worry, all of that, and just come back to ourselves, to the here and now. So one more deeper breath and noticing how that affects you. Does that calm you? May or may not, but to notice. And now let's notice our feet touching the ground or whatever the base of your body on the ground. So feeling the sensations, the heaviness, the warmth. You might notice the feeling of your socks or the floor. And as you notice yourself seated on the furniture, there is a kind of sense of solidity that the furniture offers if you pay attention to it. 2 feet on the ground, butt on the chair, it's just like, okay, I'm solid, stable. Just feel that stability and let yourself rest in that for a moment. And sometimes when we're not feeling centered, we can imagine the ground beneath our feet that is holding us and supporting us. And you can even imagine your body like a mountain, that your posture is dignified, supportive, strong. Some people even like to imagine they're like a tree with the roots going deep down, down into the ground. So not to dwell so much on these metaphors, but just to help with the process of calming and resting and getting centered or grounded. And notice your body as you settle in. Are you noticing tension or tightness? Does the mountain image calm you down a little bit? And so you can gently scan your body looking for any areas of tension. And if you notice them, allow it to release or soften. You can breathe. Let your belly be soft. Let your hands be soft. And let your face and facial muscles soften. And I like to turn our attention out of our body for a moment, but just to hear the sounds around us. Can you notice the sounds in the room? Maybe you can hear things outside the room. Of course, there's the sound of my voice. Sounds inside us sometimes. Get curious about the sounds, this present moment attention, simply listening to the sounds. It's very easy to notice sounds mindfully, just kind of receive the sound. There's ambient noise, there's abrupt sound. Noticing sound coming and going. not getting lost in stories about the sound, like, what is that sound? Or I don't like that sound. It's just taking it in, letting it come in. The ear hears it, it receives. You know that it's happening, you're aware, you're mindful. Notice if listening to sounds feels calming and centering to you. It may or may not. So just keep that in mind as we continue on. Now coming back into our body to feel our breathing. So just notice your body breathing. This is not something we have to consciously make happen. Our body, of course, is breathing without our conscious will. Of course, you can consciously breathe too. You can take a deeper breath if you want to, but the natural breath that's happening all day long and all night long is happening a little below our conscious awareness, in a sense. So now we're tuning into it. And the easiest way to notice your breathing is to find a spot in your body to pay attention to. So you might notice your abdomen rising and falling. Can you notice and feel that expansion sensation, that contraction? Or maybe in your chest area, you feel a rising, falling, expanding, contracting. Or the air moving through your nose as tingling and warmth, coolness. As many of you are familiar with mindfulness meditation, it's helpful to have a main focus, a home base. So bring your attention to something you want to continue with for the rest of the meditation. The breath in your abdomen, chest, or nose. Pick one of those. Or if you were enjoying listening to sound, you can go back to that. Choose whichever was the most compelling or interesting to you, or easiest. And if you're not certain they work equally well, you can just choose one. And so we'll notice breath after breath, or sound after sound. One breath ends, the next begins. And as you do this, we'll give it a try for a moment. The thing that most people notice immediately is that their attention has wandered. So they're with a breath or two or a sound or two, and then the next thing and they know, they're thinking, planning, imagining, remembering, lost in thought. This is not a problem. This doesn't mean you're doing it wrong. It's actually part of the practice. It's what happens for pretty much everyone. When you notice your attention has wandered, you might be with a breath or two, and then your mind starts wandering, and then you realize it. And that realization moment is a moment of mindfulness. It's like something just happened so that you're able to remember to come back. And so let your attention be drawn back to the breath or back to the sound. So you're with your breath or a sound, you get lost in thought, you notice that. Some people use a word at that point, like thinking or remembering or returning. You can use whatever word you want. And then come back to your focus. So we're going to stick with this practice and we're going to go into silence for the next little bit. People with experience know that you can open up your practice in different ways, exploring other aspects of your experience, sound, sensation, emotion, thought. Beginners, just stay here. Only other thing I will say is from time to time, check in with yourself and notice, am I feeling centered? Am I feeling grounded? Am I feeling at ease? Even if your mind is thinking and lost in thought and planning, remembering, just coming back and then pause and check in. Is that place of ease here? You may not know the answer, but you can play with that a little bit throughout this meditation. The part of you that can be okay no matter what's happening. for the last few minutes of the meditation. I'd like us to kind of play with this idea of a place of solidity and well-being inside ourselves in spite of circumstances. So I invited you to notice that during the meditation. You may or may not have become aware of it, or it might not be around inside you, but if it was, can you invite that quality to be present? Like, okay, I can be okay. We can also play with those metaphors from before. So maybe bringing back to mind the mountain, the solidity of the mountain. So just bring it into your mind and like, if I could feel like a mountain, what would that be like? If I felt the earth supporting me, or like a tree, strong, powerful, deep, deep roots. And if none of those speak to you, maybe there's a time in your life where you felt that sense of well-being. Maybe something was happening that was challenging, but you felt okay. Even maybe strong and grounded. So just see what comes to your mind. And whether it's through the metaphor or the direct experience or the memory, let's come to at least the best approximation of being okay inside, no matter what's happening outside. Strength, power, certainty, ease. And can you notice what that feels like in your body, if you're noticing anything at all? Take a breath, and now contemplate what you're dealing with right now that might be challenging and challenging your sense of center and well-being. If you were to bring this quality into that, what would life be like? So just taking that quality that you've felt, and even a little tiny bit, how would you handle whatever is challenging you right now? You might see images, have thoughts. You might just have a sense or a feeling in your body. And it's okay if nothing happens to you, but just to imagine having a deep place of well-being, no matter what the external circumstances are. Feeling in your body. Feel your feet grounded on the floor. And you might even say to yourself, may I one day experience this? If not now, may I one day have access to this. And may everybody, all of us, find a place of deep well-being present inside us in spite of circumstances. So let's feel our feet on the ground, and then when you're ready, you can open your eyes or end the meditation. So just out of my curiosity, raise your hand if you sort of think you might have touched on that quality I was trying to point to. Okay. Oh, good. So it looks like most people, you could access it. So it does happen. It increases with meditation. As we practice, that quality becomes more and more familiar, present, more like home. It's one of the promises of this practice, but it's not, you know, immediate, especially if you're new. It takes time. But so just some announcements. Anyway, thank you for your practice today. Our center is the UCLA Mindfulness Education Center, UCLA Health. There's some flyers, I believe, when you exit on the right, a mailing list if you want to sign up for our email list. We have lots of free classes and programs coming up in 2 weeks. On a Wednesday, it's the two Wednesdays from now, is a program. There's a person who's written a book called Mindfulness and Democracy, and he's going to be at the Village Well with me. We're going to be in conversation. That's in Culver City. So that's coming up. If you go on our website, you'll find out information about that. Otherwise, lots of free, and that's also free, but lots of free events and things. And what else? We have an app, UCLA Mindful. All of the meditations are on it. So just you can listen to things over and over. And there's also short ones. If you want to do 3 minutes or 5 minutes, we have ones like that. Every Tuesday, first Tuesday of the month, we have a check-in for the people who are listening from far away who can't talk to us. So Allison will be there on Tuesday if you want it at 12:30. So also check that out on our website. Okay, I will be in the hallway if you have any questions, and have a great week. Thanks.
Thanks for listening to the UCLA Mindful Weekly Meditation from the Hammer Museum. For more information about our classes, workshops, and retreats, please visit uclahealth.org/UCLA Mindful. Join us each week for a new session on mindfulness.